Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week we finished a study of the book of Joel. Listen closely as I start a between-the-book study with the study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready, and I hope that you will have pencil and paper ready, because we're going to do a Between the Books series that is quite controversial. I've had, through teaching this series, this one series that I'm going to teach you, I've had people that came to me and decided to keep their marriage after worldly counselors and Christian counselors had told them their marriage wasn't reconcilable. In addition, I've had people leave my church and some even walk out and would not even listen. We've had others that said thank you, have written us from other states of the Union to say thank you for the instruction. Oh, what a help, what a comfort, what a peace. Well, there have been different reactions from one end of the pendulum to the other. So I know that this will be something that will perhaps be the fruit for much discussion. So please be ready now. Have a good King James Bible. Follow us along as we start to study marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Now today, I'm going to start with part one. There are five parts to this. Then this should last a week to a week and a half, I'd imagine, maybe longer. But this is introductory is very important. As a matter of fact, it is of utmost importance. So you need to follow along and get the principles that we have from this introductory portion that we share with you today. And then after that, I want you to understand that I preached this series in my own church back near the end of the year in 2016, in November and early December. And we've had since then, now I'm recording this in July, but we've had, of the five sermons total, over 8,000 downloads of them. So that means people from around the world are tuning in, listening, and they're interested in this subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Now, if you'd like to hear a sermon instead of like as it is now, we're going 5 days a week, 15 minutes, and really only about 12 to 13 minutes of teaching time. So as we do that, we go back and we all hit a review point and then go on in the next day. If you want to hear each sermon, all five sermons in their entirety, then you can go to our website at www.sermonaudio.com/ That's the line that leans to the right. It's underneath the question mark on the keyboard. And then add Central Baptist. Now, let me do that by letters. www.sermonaudio.com. /CENTRALBAPTIST. And just listen in, and you can download it. You can put it on MP3s. You can put them on CDs, burn them to a CD, and give them to others to listen to. We had a letter from one state in the north, Midwest part of the United States, where a lady wrote and says, I too stand against divorce with you, but she went through one. And she says, now I have at least a peace, and not any longer she was feeling like a second-class, no-good-for-nothing Christian, as some had made her feel. So I hope that you will understand that we're just trying to be totally biblical in this, so I hope that you will listen and that you'll follow along with us. Go online, follow this sermon. I think it'll be a great help to each of you. We are so glad that you're listening today. And without further ado, let's go to the Word of God. We're going to start in Genesis 2:24 and Matthew 19:4 and 5 for part one here of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. But I want to start this series with a prayer because it is a very important series. Now, our precious Heavenly Father, I pray that this series would be used to be a help. I pray that it would help people who are hurting. I pray that it would prevent people who are wanting a divorce. I pray that it would help people that have gone through the hurt of divorce and bring healing to their soul and spirit. Lord, we want to rightly divide the word, but Lord, I can't open people's understanding, only you can. So Father, I would pray that as we do this five-part series, that you would open the understanding of each person in Jesus Christ's most precious and holy name. Amen. Now let me say, and I'll probably repeat this a few times through this series, but let me say that some of you are going to want to write me right away and say, well, I don't believe that, or I don't believe this. Well, hey, that was great, and you this or you that. So wait until the entire five-part series is over. Now, if you go and you listen to all five sermons in their entirety at our website, as I just announced a little bit ago, then that's fine. Then write, you can ask a question. Now, let me say again, if you're going to ask a question, make sure that your question, that we honor one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. And by that I mean, let's not start calling each other names and accusing people of things that we don't know whether those things are true or not, okay? So, again, let's not use the carnal weapons the world uses as gossip, half-truths, and lies. Let's use the truth of the Word of God. Now, reading first, in the Old Testament, from Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, we read this. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, understand, marriage has three points to it: leaving, cleaving, and one flesh. There are those that have a hard part with leaving. Well, no, you got to leave. There are others that get married, and then because they had this fantasy storybook thought, they have a hard time cleaving. And then one flesh was designed by God. The marriage bed is undefiled. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. And this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says, and he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Okay, that's Jesus repeating what was in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. And these words repeated by Jesus are 4,000 years after Genesis chapter 2. So it shows us how important these words are in the economy of God. Now, I will say this later and probably near the end of this series, but there are those, as a matter of fact, I went to a Christian college where one of my professors taught this. Other Christian colleges have taught the same thing, that Matthew 19 is talking about betrothment, or the same thing we would call engagement. If that's the case, Jesus said they shall be one flesh. Jesus would be teaching premarital sex. And Jesus did not teach premarital sex. So I do not agree. And I understand where those people are coming from, but it's wrong. Okay, so I just wanted to lay that out at the beginning so you know where I'm coming from. Now, in the last year, I've had more people than usual come to me about the subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And I was hearing things, and I heard so many things of people's philosophies. I thought of adding another book to the Bible called Shammaniah, okay? Because I've heard so many things that people attributed to the scriptures that simply aren't there. Now, some of you listening may have learned things at a Bible college. Others may have read a book by a Christian psychologist or Christian counselor. You may have gone to a seminar. You may have been to several counselors who have told you their theories, and might be Christian counselors at that, Christian psychologists. And more often than not, you've heard utopianic theories of this subject, and you heard it even while you were growing up, even before marriage entered into your thinking. Especially if you grew up in a Christian home. And especially if you had people that would sit around and act as authorities on the subject. Now, in the final analysis, you must see this one truth that underlies all truths on this subject. So I want you to write this verse down if you've got pencil and paper, because I believe that it's very important in this study. And that is in Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Now, in short, we're being told if not everyone believes, in Romans chapter 3, verse 3, what you're saying, does that make the faith of God, that is the body of Bible doctrine, without effect? Well, let's think that through logically. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.